The Gemara in the end of the first parak in Bava Basra gives a list of all of the Sifrei HaTanach. There's a Machlokes HaTanoim and a Machlokes HaMoraim. How many Svarim are there in Tanach? Are there 23 or 24? Where the Megillas Esther is part of Tanach, we paskin the 24 Svarim Megillas Esther is included in Kisra HaKodesh. And the Gemara tells you who wrote each one of the Svarim. So the Gemara says that the Chumash, Moshe Kasav Sifro, the Chumash is called Teres Moshe. That's in Malachi. Malachi knew that he was the last Navi for a long time, so he signs up Zichat Teres Moshe Abdi. Everyone should observe the Dinim and the Torah, because I'm going to be the last Navi till Eliyahu Navi, who's going to come the day before Mashiach. In the Shelech Lachem Aseli Anavi Lefnei Bayam Hashem Agadol Bahanoira. The Gemara in Eregon understands that to mean that Eliyahu Navi will be the next Navi after Malachi, and he will appear to the Bez Nagadol the day before Mashiach comes. So the Gemara says that Moshe Kasov Sifro uParshas Bilam. Moshe Rabbeinu wrote the Chamisha Chumshei Torah, including Parshas Bilam. So on the side of the Gemara, they write that you should look in the Shalah, who raises a question: what's the Chiddush of Parshas Bilam? Parshas Bilam is one of the Parshas in the Chumash. The 53 Parshias in the Chumash. Bilam is one of the 53 Parshias. What's the Chiddush? So there are different suggestions what the Chiddush. Some suggest that Parshas Bilam is a different, not Parshas HaShavua, Parshas Baal Oischa, some other thing that we don't even have. It's lost. And the Pashtus is, no, Parshas Bilam means Parshas Balak. And why is it singled out? So they quote in the name of, I remember Rav Soloveitchik said this, and they quote in the name of Rav Chaim Soloveitchik, also like this, that there's a comment made by the Sifrei on the Pasuk towards the very end of the Chumash, Lakom Navi Od B'Yisol Kamoshe, Asher Do Hashem Panim El Panim. That's one of the last psukim in Vizoy Sabrocha. So the Sifrei has a drasha from the Tanaim on the word B'Yisrael, Lakom Navi Od B'Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu was the Adon Hanavim. It was the greatest Navi from all the Navim before him and after him, Abram, Yitzchak, Yankov, and all the other Navim. In Tanakh, he was the greatest Navi by the Jewish people, but by the Ummah Sa'ilam, there was a Navi who was as great as Moshe Rabbeinu, and that was Bilam. So the other Navim delivered Navuas, and Navuas is not the Heftza Shal Torah. Navuas usually, by definition, means a Hayruah Shah. But Teres Moshe, what Moshe Rabbeinu said, was sometimes Teres Nevuah, sometimes he said Hayru Asha, sometimes he said Dinim Teres Torah, Dinim that are binding the Teres. So there was only one other person in the whole wide world, that was Bilam, he was an Ochri, who also, what he, the Nevuah that he delivered, became Torah right away. What do you mean he became Torah? The Gemara learns out Dinim from Nevuah's Bilam. The dam chalolam yishte. The Gemara says that the dam shanashama yotzebo is one of the zayin mashkim yad shoch adam that's machshel lekabel tuma. The Chumash says kiuta mayim al zera, that there are four things that have a kabel tuma. Or the mekelim ochlam a mashkim, and ochlam aronim a kabel tuma if they were rinsed off in advance. You have to wash the whole apple, but if you rinse part of the apple, one half of the part of the apple. So the whole apple is huchshel lekabel tuma. So you can rinse it off either with kiuta mayim al zera or one of the other zayim mashkim. So the Gemara learns out from the pasuk, and it was bilam adam chalolam yishte. That's called shtiya. Dam shanasham yotzebo is called a mashke. So you can only learn out from the was bilam, because bilam, even though he was bilam arosha, but what the nevuah that he delivered had a din of teri, can learn out dinim. So that's what they quote in the name of Rav Chaim. That's how Rav Soloveitchik said it. Moshe Kosov Sifra Parshas Bilam. The Parshas Bilam is different from the rest of the Chumash. The rest of the Chumash, let's say you want to learn how to din. Lovan says to Yaakov Avinu, Malish Vozos V'nita L'chogam Azos. Wait till the end of Shivus Yemei Mishta for Leah, then I'll give you the right to marry Rachel as well. So we're learning out. So the Gemara has one opinion, that the suggestion that you should learn out from that pasuk, the din of Eimar and Simcha B'Simcha. You get married the second wife, you can't celebrate the same Shivus Yemei Mishta for the second wife and the first wife, and the same 7 days. You have to have separate days. So he's learning out from what Lavan said. What Lavan has the right to come up with dinim. So the answer is no. Lavan spoke whatever language he spoke. He probably spoke Aramaic. Lavan Harami, whatever language he spoke. And he maybe said it differently. The Chumash doesn't quote verbatim what people said. Chumash gives you the gist of what they said. So here, that's how the Ramban writes on the Pasuk in Parshas Yisro, Zachos Yom Shabbos Lekatche. And the Chumash quotes Paro and Bilam and so on. Not necessarily verbatim what he said. So when HaKadosh Baruch Hu dictated to Moshe Rabbeinu, write that Lavan said, Malish Vozos V'nit L'cha Gamazos, the Rebbeinu Shalom dictated it to be incorporated in the Chumash to teach that din, that Eim Arvin Simcha V'Simcha. But by Bilam, when Bilam said it, right away it had a din of Cheftza Shotar. You didn't have to wait till HaKadosh Baruch Hu dictated it to Moshe Rabbeinu. When Bilam said it, right away it had a din of Torah. That's the way Rav Soloveitchik said it over, and that's the way they quote the two volumes of the Shiurim of Rav David Soloveitchik on Chumash. He quotes a lot from Rav Chaim, so that's why he quotes B'Shem Rav Chaim. I remember when I was a Talmud in the Yeshiva, Rabbi Gerelik used to tell us over things in the name of Rav Elvelet. I seem to remember that he said just the reverse of the name of Rav Elvelet, that even though the Sifrei has a comment, Lakom Nabiyot B'Yisrael, Avol Bomas Olam Kam, Amana Bilam, that Bilam was on the same high level of Nevuah as Moshe Rabbeinu, it only means he was on the same high level that Moshe Rabbeinu's Nevuah was not the Chazon HaChalom in Emari. He didn't see a vision and he had to interpret the vision using his own language. He was given direct dictation, Kedabri Yishal Yehu, Pel Pel Dababoy. Moshe Rabbeinu got direct dictation. Moshe Rabbeinu sometimes got Nevuah, Ha'iru HaShoah, and sometimes he got Dinim L'Doros. And whenever he got the Nevuah, Ha'iru HaShoah, that's how the Kedushas Levi writes it, Levi Yitzchak Berditchevos. And whenever he got a Ha'iru HaShoah, he was on the same Madrega as the other Nevi'im. He would see a vision in a dream, Bachaloim, and then he would have to interpret it using his own language. Whenever he was given Dinim L'Doros, then he was given a direct dictation, pel pel dababa maru lo bechidus. In the psukim in today's sedra, it sounds like Bilam was given ashe yasma shemifi asa daber. Sounds like Bilam was given direct dictation, word for word, letter for letter. He wasn't given chaloim. He was no fel gluye noy. Moshe Rabbeinu got the nevuah behokitz. The Rambam lists off the four differences between the words Moshe Rabbeinu and that of the Shanavim. One of them was the Moshe Rabbeinu's word was he was awake, he didn't fall asleep. Bilam has no fel gluye noyim. He got his nevuah b'chaloyim, but his nevuah b'chaloyim was also sounds like he got direct dictation. So despite the fact that in this one aspect he was as great as Moshe Rabbeinu, but what he word for word. But it didn't have a din of Torah till it was dictated to Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu wrote it down. That's our member Rabbi Gerelik said over in the name of Rav Elvelet. That's the opposite from Rav Chaim, just the reverse. That to Moshe Kasam Sifra Parshas Bilam, until Moshe Rabbeinu wrote it, it didn't have the din of Torah. But the question is, if he was given direct dictation, so then why should then have the din of Torah even before? I don't know. We have a lot of comments that Chazal have on the Psukim in Parshas Bilam. There is a tradition, there is a practice that many of the Sofrim have, that every column in the Sefer Torah starts with a Vav. They call it Vavei HaAmudim. A column in the Sefer Torah is called an Amud. And like you have a Megillah Esther, so many Sofrim try to write a Megillah in a way that every column begins with the word HaMelech. So the Sefer Torah, they try to write it in such a way that every column begins with a Vav. Because when the Mishkan was constructed, there was this concept of Vavi Hamurim, the hooks on top of the pillars that held up the Yiriyah, held up the curtains around the Chotzer. So that's called Vavi Hamurim. So there are six exceptions to the rule. And the Rosh Bereshis is one. Bereshis, the column begins with a base. And base Yud, Hey, and Shin Mem Vav, because Shemo, are the six exceptions to the rule. So one of them is Matovu Alecha Yankiv in today's Sedra. That's the Mem of because Shemo. What is the Yud of because? So that's two versions. It's in Vayichi, when Yaakov Avinu is about to die, and he gives brachas to all of the Shvatim. So he gives a bracha to Yehuda. He says, Yehuda, ato yaducha achecha. So there are two versions, what the tradition is, whether the kalam is supposed to begin instead of Abba, the kalam is supposed to begin with the Yehuda of Yehuda, or it's supposed to begin with the word yaducha. Now, this is a problem, because if it begins with Yehuda, it's nicha, because Yehuda, there's a psucha in between the previous bracha and Yehuda. I don't have a bereshis here. If you have a psucha right before Yehuda, so if you start the next column on top with the Yud, Yehuda, so that's good. You have a psucha. If you assume that the Yud of B'kosh Mo is Yoducha, and the last line of the previous Amud is supposed to have only those two words, Yehuda Atah, so that is a problem, because Yehuda is five letters, Atah is three letters, only eight letters. And that's a din. Every line of the Sefer Torah has to have a minimum of nine letters. So how can you have one line that only has eight letters? So if this tradition is from the Masorah, this B'kosh Mo, if it's really a Masorah, that's Ma'akev. Is it Ma'akev or not? That's a shalas. If it's Ma'akev, so true, the din is that you have to have nine letters on every line. That's Ma'akev. But if you say B'kosh Mo is a din lihikuva, okay, then you have no kashas. So those who hold that Yoducha should be, I think in our Sefer Torah, I think we have Yoducha on Yehuda on top. We don't have Yoducha. But according to those who claim that the tradition is that the Yehuda B'kosh Mo is Yoducha, they're assuming that that this idea of B'kosh Mo being Beresha Amud is Me'akeh B'di Evid, because otherwise how can you start Yoducha? The last line on the previous column will only have eight letters, so the whole Sefer Torah will be possible. So they assume that this is also Ma'akeh B'di Evid. So this din takes precedence over that din. That's a question, whether this B'kosh Mo is really Ma'akeh, or it's just a practice that the Sofrim had.
I mean, is it a Hiddur Lahalakha that we should go after for in general from when pushing in the Sefer Torah?
Is what a Hiddur Lahalakha?
Is Vaveh HaMudim a Hiddur that we should really try to be doing when we're pushing Sefer Torah?
Yeah, I think that's the common practice. I think they all begin, they all have Vaveh HaMudim. I think so. Got to look at a tikkun. I think that's the way the standard stuff from right. There are vavs all over the place. It's not so difficult to start a column. Every other word in the chumash starts with a vav. Okay, not so hard. And Shulchan Aruch, both in Hilchas Shabbos and in Yeridei and Hilchas Milah, they record a practice that it goes back at least to the days of the Goyim, and maybe even earlier, when a moel performs a bris, where the Shabbos or Yom Tov are on the weekday, so the Or HaOrla that he cuts off, he's matmin be'ofer. He has a cup full of ofer, sand, and he puts the Orla inside that cup. The Moilim have a cup with a lot of sand. They put a lot of Orlas in that. So where does this come from? So the Mokker for this minig is a very old Mokker. It's in the Zohar, in today's Sedra. When Bilam says, Mimono Afar Yaakov, who can count the ofer in the Jewish people that have so many baby boys and have so many bris and then matman the orla ba'ofer, who can count how many babies they have? So that's the mokers and the zayhar on this week's sedra. The question is Shabbos and Yom Tov, ofer is muktzah machmas atzmai. So even the tzar gufa, you're not allowed to handle it. If you have a klisha malach talis or a pen or a pencil or a screwdriver or a hammer is a kli. But it's a klisha malach talis, so then a klisha malach talis is permitted to be metalta letzor gufa letzor mekayma. But if you have muktzah mamish, you're not permitted to move it, even letzor gufa letzor mekayma. So how can he handle the cup with the offer in it? So in Shulchan Aruch, they quote from the Goyim, you have to be mechin the offer in advance. What does it help if you make it in advance? Offer is offer. It's still going to be offer. If you take, let's say, a penny, people have penny, used to have, I don't know if they still have, I haven't seen, penny loafers. They have shoes with a little crack in the front, so they put a penny in the crack. Shtick. So the penny, money is muktzah machmas gufay, but if you put it into the loafer, into the shoe, so it becomes part of the shoe. Same thing, let's say you have kirvio, you have a wooden bucket, and you use this bucket to draw water from a well. You have a long rope on a pulley system, or you do it by hand, and you lower the bucket into the water, but the bucket is made from wood, so it's not going to, it's going to float on top of the water. If you're up on the fifth floor and you're lowering this down, So how is it going to go into the water? So the Mishnayos and Shabbos described, they used to have a big stone. They used to tie it onto the bottom of the bucket. Kirviya, sheyesh bo evan. So an evan usually is muktzah. How do you handle it? The answer is you tie the evan onto the kirviya, so it blends in to become part of the kirviya. Let's say you have a gigantic boulder. So avonim are muktzah. In the desert, there are boulders there all over the place. There are boulders. So a boulder is muktzah. But if you mazman the boulder to be a seat, let's say in front of Yeshiva University, in front of the Galat Beis Medrash, they have chairs and then they have big boulders. So people sit on the boulders. They sit on the big stones. And they put them there specially. They paid money. The city paid money to put it over there specially so it looks nice. So people sit on it. So that has, if you mazman it, so it has a din of a kli. But over here, if you mazman the offer and make it into a kli, then you're not mekayim the minig. The minig is to be matman the or horlo ba offer, has to remain offer. So if it remains offer, so why isn't it muktzah? So the answer is the Ramban and Mochamis, Masech Shabbos, points out that there are two dinim in being mazman. Sometimes when you mazman a dvar muktzah, it becomes ice muktzah. It's no longer muktzah. Like the penny loafer, you put the penny in the shoe, it becomes part of the shoe. Or you put the evan should be kirviya, the Mishnah Masech Shabbos. The evan blends in to become part of the bucket, part of the kirviya. But over here, there's another din. Let's say on Yom Tov people, Bizman HaGemara, it was permissible to shecht. So shecht chayviya, if you have to do kisei hadam, the chiso be'offer. So how do you do kisei hadam be'offer on Yom Tov? On Shabbos, you don't shecht, so there's no shayla. But on Yom Tov, Hachon Nefesh is mutas. In the days of the Tanoim, it was mutar shecht. Today, it's probably not mutar shecht. But in the days of the Tanoim, it was mutar shecht. So if you shecht the chickens, then you have to do kisei hadam. So the Gemara says, if you mazman the offer, then you can use it for kisei hadam. Aye, but muktzah remains muktzah. Ramban says, yeah. The Gemara says it remains muktzah, but it has a heter hishtamshus for that purpose. It has a tilta for that purpose. The Gemara says the same thing. Let's say logs. Logs are muktzah. Eitzim avonu yofa, logs are muktzah. But on Yom Tov, if it's cold, you're permitted to throw the logs into the furnace to make it catch fire. That's a malach of havara, because that's called a tzorcha chanevish. You want to keep yourself warm, or you want to cook some food. That's tzorcha nevish mamish. You want to keep yourself warm. That's a question, whether it's tzorcha nevish mamish, or it's mitoich, 2 days in the Rashba and Beitzah. But whatever, how can you handle the logs and throw them into the... So Eitzim Shinoshim and Adekal be Yom Tov. If the logs fell off, the branches fell off in the tree on Yom Tov, then it's taka going to be muktzah. But if the logs were detached from the tree before Yom Tov and you mazman it, then it's muktzah to handle it. Why? But it's still muktzah. Eitzim Avon Yof is muktzah machmas atzmai. So the answer is, Lunitnu Eitzim Elo Lahasoket. That's the Losh HaGmar. So the Ramban explains in the Malchamis and Masech Shabbos, the two dinim of Achon. One din is the boulder becomes a kli, or the penny becomes part of the shoe, or the evan becomes part of the kiri, becomes ois muktzah, and over here remains muktzah, but has a heter tiltal for that purpose. For other purposes, you're not allowed to. If you have another, let's say, as mazman offer for kisei hadam, and then I need offer for some other purpose. If the other purpose is equally important or more important, then it's like yesh b'chol masai mona. Since you had a heter tiltal on the offer for the purpose of kisei hadam, so the heter tiltal applies for other hishtamshus as well, if they're equally important and more important. But if they're less important, are less likely to happen. Let's say the baby makes a dirty mess somewhere, it fell out of the diaper, and then it's muktzah, you can't handle it, so you want to throw offer on top of it. So the Gemara discusses how likely is that to happen. It depends who's diapering the baby, the father or the mother. The father diapers the baby, doesn't know how to do it, so maybe that it's going to happen a lot. So if the kisei adam, he's mazman off of the kisei adam, he knows behechlet he's going to shecht the chicken on Yom Tov. He wants to shecht the night. He had no refrigeration, so they would always shecht on Yom Tov. They're not going to shecht the day before. It'll be michmar bisra. The basa will become spoiled, leaving it overnight without refrigeration. Yeah, today, even if the husband, if you have a couple and they're married and the husband is the sheichet, he doesn't, when his wife wants to cook chicken, he doesn't shecht the chicken the same day. Even if it's a Wednesday, he doesn't shecht the chicken. She takes the chicken out of the freezer. It's probably sitting in the freezer for 5 years. Someone shechted it 5 years ago, and they take it out of the freezer. So by us, we don't usually, You're only allowed to do malachas and yantav with tzarech halacha nefesh if it's normally done the same day. That's why you're not allowed to go fishing on yantav. Ain't tzadim, it's adogim. Is the name of the perik in Beitza. So Tosha asked the question, why are you not allowed to go fishing on yantav with tzarech halacha nefesh? The Ramban explains that fishing is a malacha that that's, you don't do it right before you're about to eat supper. You may not be successful. You may not get a kosher fish. What are you going to do? So you have to do it a little bit in advance of a malacha that's done, let's say, to do tochen, to grind up the wheat and to make flour. It's only muta malisha v'yelach, koidim malisha, you're not allowed to do it. Why? So that's a machlag, it's tesis in the Ramban. So the Yerushalmi says, you only got to do malacha sechom nefesh, malisha v'yelach. So tesis in Shabbos, the upside of the line, thinks that koidim malisha is only din derabbanan. And half of the Rishonim hold like that. And the Ramban explains in the Malchamas and Beitza why Kodem Lisha is a din d'oraisa is too far in advance of the final product. So that depends. In the days of the Tanoim, days of the Gemara, it was very common. You wanted to eat chicken, you would bring it to the Shechet today, and he would Shechet it today, and then you salt it and you eat it tonight for supper. So Bizman HaGemara, they were allowed to Shechet on Yom. But today, nobody Shechets to say, even if the husband is a Shechet, he doesn't Shechet because his wife wants to give chicken for supper. She takes the chicken out of the freezer. Nobody does it soon before. So the Pashta says that there wouldn't be any head to the Shecht Bizman Hazeh. Anyway, that is the minig based on the Zohar. Like when you do a bris midah, you matman the offer, you matman the orhor, la ba offer. I think more comments on the Pasuk. Lahi bedov miyakav laro amal b'yisrael, Hashem alakov yimotruas melech bo. So the Gemara says that pasuk can be quoted both for Malchias and for Shofars. Uchuas Melech, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Melech, and Chuas Melech is the Trua, Tkiya, Trua, Tkiya. So the Gemara says that pasuk can be, you need 10 psukim for Malchias, 10 psukim for Shofars. So that pasuk can be used twice, once for Malchias and once for Shofars. The Ramban in his commentary on Chumash gives a different shot. Chuas Melech, Bamilosh and Reus, friendship. We have the friendship, we have the close friendship of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Apparently, there are two levels of interpretation in the Pasuk. Truas Melech means the Yedidus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Truas Melech means blowing Shofar, Trua. And even though the word Shofar doesn't appear, but Shofar, it doesn't have to be a Pasuk that has the word Shofar. If it has the concept, it says Truas Melech is also good. The Gemara in the first perek in Maseches Brachos says that you have to mention Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim on Pesach night. There's a mitzvah of Sipi Yetzias Mitzrayim, and every day of the year, every day and every night. That's how we assume. Man Tir Tarsa Hashem Mefichuk. How does it say? Kol Yemei Chayecha. How does it say? Man Tizkor Hashem Tzitzchanan. Kol Yemei Chayecha. So Leman Tizkor doesn't only mean you should remember; it means Leman Tazkir. You should mention. That's called Zechiras Tzias Mitzrayim. You should mention Tzias Mitzrayim. Kol Yemei Chayecha. So the word "kol" is always a riboy. So there's a machlokes Hatanoim whether the mitzvah of Zechiras Tzias Mitzrayim only applies by yom, and the word "kol" is marba l'havi l'mos haMashiach. That the mitzvah will even apply l'mos haMashiach. And we shouldn't think that the Gula Hasida will be so spectacular, the Yetzias Mitzrayim will be forgotten. No, it won't be forgotten. We'll still continue then. Or should we assume, no, that Lasi Lavai, we will not mention Yetzias Mitzrayim. The Gula Hasida will be so spectacular. Pesach night, we'll talk about Yetzias Mitzrayim. Mitzvah of Sipi Yetzias Mitzrayim, that's a mitzvah on Hegas Lador, is even Lasi Lavai. But the mitzvah every day to mention Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. So according to the way we paskan, that will not continually Mos HaMashiach. That's why they say B'Shem Rab Chaim. Perhaps that's the reason why the Rambam didn't count it in the Minyan HaMitzvah, Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. It's Lach raises the question. Why didn't the Rambam include the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim? So one of the several answers, each of the answers is correct. One of the several answers is that it's only a Hayra Shoah for a few thousand years. But Limos HaMashiach, the mitzvah will no longer apply. So whatever is only Haru HaShoah, the Rambam says, should not be included in the Minyan HaMitzvah. We usually think of Haru HaShoah, a din that applies, like an Erev Pesach of Yetzias Mitzrayim, everybody had a mitzvah to knock on the next door neighbor's doors, the Goyish neighbors, and ask for Matanis, Bizas Mitzrayim. So that was only once in the history of the world. It didn't apply the next year. It doesn't apply Bizman HaZeh. And even if you want to volunteer, there's no kiyum at all. It was Zahir Rasha once. Yeah, but over here, it's a chiddush. That's what Rab Chaim says. If you have a din that's only noyeg boilam hazeh, but the most hamashiach will no longer be noyeg, so that's also called the Zahir Rasha. So that's perhaps why the Rambam didn't include it in the Minyan HaMitzvahs. There are other explanations also. The Rambam says he only included Minyan HaMitzvahs and mitzvahs lafi pshutu shal mikra, according to Torah Shebichsav. Whatever is a mitzvah based on a limud of Torah Shebal Peh, here it says mantiskos and tzitzcha. It says in Parshas Re'eh, you should eat Korban Pesach every year. The mantiskos and tzitzcha and sayin kol yimei chayecho. So Pasha Pshat is, that's the reason for Achilas Korban Pesach is to remember Yitzias Mitzrayim. So this is a drush of the Torah Shebal Peh. Torah Shebal Peh interprets the mantiska means lamantazkir. We should mention Yitzias Mitzrayim every day. So that's a drush of Torah Shebal Peh. So the Rambam writes that drushes of Torah Shebal Peh don't belong in the Minyan HaMitzvos of Taryag. The Ramban has a whole attack against the Rambam. What's wrong? Torah Shebal Peh is only Midirabbanan. Why didn't the Rambam want to include it? No, the answer is Pashut. The Rambam writes in the Hakdamah to the Pirush HaMishnayos, he has a big dispute with the Gaonim. We have the Yud Gimel Midos HaTorah Resh HaShpem, and more than Yud Gimel Midos, the many other Midos in addition to the Yud Gimel Midos. So the question is, can a Bezdin in a later generation, by using the Yud Gimel Midos, come up with a new din that was unheard of? Since Maimon HaSen, no one ever heard of such a din. So the Rambam says, yes, that's what the Midos are all about. The Bezdin in every generation has the right to darshan psukim, to give an additional level of interpretation in the pasuk. That's what the Ramban explained in the Sefer HaMitzvah. The Chazal never said, "Ein by mikra ela pshuto," that only pshuto shal mikra is true. The context in the Gemara and Shabbos around Samach Gimel, so the Gemara and Shabbos has a story. One of the Amoraim learned in Yeshiva, I think, 16 years, and he knew all the drushes of the Torah Shebal Peh. And then one fine day, the Rebbe said it didn't. So the Talmud asked, "Where do you get that din from?" So he said, "In amikra etzim de pshuto." That's a simple translation of the pasuk. So the Talmud was surprised. He never heard of that. That the pshuto shal mikra is also binding. He thought whenever there's a drush of Torah Shebal Peh, only the drush of the Torah Shebal Peh is binding. The pshuto shal mikra is ignored, and the Rebbe told him, "No, in amikra etzim de pshuto." The pshuto is also true. The pshuto is also binding lalacha. But he never said in by mikra ela pshuto. He never said only pshuto shal mikra. That's certainly not true. There are many drushes of the Torah Shebal Peh. So the Rambam is of the opinion that the Midrash HaTorah and the Resh HaShpem were given to us, that in every generation, the Chachamim, who know how to use the Midrash, today, we don't know how to use most of the Midrash, we don't know how to use. The only Midrash we use today is Mamatzinu. That's the Gemara has an expression. Kol HaTarukula is Madama Milsa LaMilsa. That's Mamatzinu. We have dinim in the Gemara, and the case at hand is not exactly the same as the cases in the Gemara, but we try to figure out which cases are more similar to. So the one that's more similar, so it's going to have the same din. That's a mamatzin. So that's the most often used mida, and that's not in the list of the Yud Gimel midas. The Rishonim have a machlekes. The Rishonim assume that it is in the list, and it's part of another mida. Either it's part of the mida of Kavachim, it's part of the mida of Binyanav. But they assume it is included in the listing. So the Rambam is of the opinion that the Midrash HaTorah and Drash HaShpem were given to us, that the Beis Din in every generation has the ability to be Mechadish new dinim. So if they've been Mechadish a new din, let's say in a later generation, they came up with this din that is Zechiras Tzitzias Mitzrayim. But you only have 613 mitzvahs, so you have to throw out one of the previous mitzvahs in order to put this one in. The Rambam says, no, the number 613, that's before it begin making any additional levels of interpretation. Taryag mitzvah is lefi pshuto shal mikra. And the Goyim are of the opinion, no, komashe tamid vasek aser lechadish nemel al Moshe Mesina. Every single din in the Shulchan Aruch and the Mishnah Berurah and the Shach and the Taz, every single din was told to Moshe Abeinu and Har Sinai. So what are the Yud Gimel Midrash HaTorah and Resh HaShpem all about? So the Goyim are of the opinion that's just in order to check yourself to ascertain that your tradition is correct. Maybe there was a mistake in transmitting the tradition of the halacha of the Torah Shebal Peh. So if you can darshan with the Midrash HaTorah and the Resh HaShpem, that's not the source of the din. The source of the din, everything is halacha Moshe Mesina. The Midrash HaTorah and the Resh HaShpem is to serve as a way to check that your tradition is accurate. The Rambam says that's ridiculous, that there is no such thing. Gratz wrote on Jewish history, So he was a shtickel apikoros. He studied in Rabbi Samson Raphael Hirsch's school in Frankfurt, but then he was Yotze the Tarbisra. So he didn't believe in the Torah Shabbat Peh. He thought the Chachamim invented the whole Torah Shabbat Peh. So Rabbi Hirsch has a lot of attacks against Grant. So in order to defend the tradition, he goes to the other direction, to the other extreme, and he follows the Gaonim. That every single din in the Torah Shabbat Peh was the Chachamim never invented anything. Every single din was given to Moshe Ben Hasina. That's not usually the way we assume. That's what the Gaonim said, and the Rambam said that's an embarrassment to say like that, because according to the Gaonim, any time there's a machlokes means that they forgot what the tradition was. So that's embarrassing. Every page in Shas, there's a machlokes. They forgot the ruba of the halachas. They forgot. So the Rambam says, no, they didn't forget. If I forgot, someone else remembered it. The other one has a tradition. I'll follow his tradition. Why not? Either the Rambam says, whenever you have halacha moshe misin, not shach to have a machlokes. Someone says there's halacha moshe misin. That's it. There's no room for machlokes. Once in a while, you have machlekes. Okay, once in a while, they did forget. But the Rambam says that they forgot everything. And every page, every Mishnah, there's a machlek. They forgot everything. That's an embarrassment. So the Rambam says, whatever they had a masoran, halacha moshe misina, that's the din. Whenever they didn't have a tradition, then they had to use the yud gimel midas to establish what the din is. And they would be machadish, a new dinim. So they were always machadish. So that's why the Rambam, the Shitasa, holds that the Taryag Mitzvahs can only include things that are lefi pshut to shal mikra. So that's the Pashtus, why you don't count the mitzvah of Zechiras Tzitzis Mitzrayim every day. Because the Pashup Pshat in the Pasuk is that there is no such mitzvah. It says in Parshas Re'eh, you should eat Korban Pesach, L'man Tizkor Mitzvah, eating of the Korban, that's the Tam HaMitzvah of Achilos Korban Pesach. But it's not that that's a mitzvah bifnei atzma. Torah Shabbat Peh gives an additional level of interpretation in the Pasuk that the Lamantiska means Lamantaske. We should mention Yetzias Mitzrayim every day. So the Gemara says, when Chachamim instituted the third parsha of Shema, it's not so much for the purpose of the mitzvah of Tzitzis, it's rather for the purpose of the concluding Pasuk, Ani Hashem Elokecha, Mashiach Tzitzis, Chavetzam Lios Lachem Lelekim, Ani Hashem Elokecha. So the Gemara says, they wanted really to be kaveh a little fancier pasuk. The pasuk in the Vuas Bilam, which is a very flowery language, but the Gemara said they didn't do that because then it would take forever to say Yitzias Mitzrayim, because we have a klal called Parsha Delei Paskei Moshe Anan Loi Paskinen. When you go from a psucha to a stuma, stuma to a stuma, and so on, that's called a parsha, a paragraph in the Sefer Torah. See, when you're reciting dinim from the Torah, you're not allowed to say less than a parsha shleim. The Magen Avram asks, there's a Gemara Megillah that says, not so, the Gemara Megillah says, kol psucha dolei paskei Moshe. We have a problem on Rosh Chodesh. How do you give four aliyahs on Rosh Chodesh? The Parshas HaTamid, we read three parshas, then Parshas HaTamid has five psukim, then Yom HaShabbos, Musaf of Shabbos has two psukim, then Rosh Chodesh has, the first parsha has how many psukim? Eight psukim, I think. No, has eight psukim. Has eight psukim. And then Shabbos has two, and then Rosh Chodesh has five psukim. So the Gemara said, how are you going to make four aliyahs? The fourth aliyah will be Rosh Chodesh. Fine. But what's good? The first aliyah, you have eight psukim in Parshas Tamid. So if you would have nine psukim, you can give three aliyahs. If you have eight psukim, you can only make out of the two aliyahs. And then if the Yom HaShabbos only has two psukim, so how are you going to make from the eight psukim of Parshas Tamid, the two psukim of the Yom HaShabbos, how are you going to make three aliyahs out of that? It's not possible. So the Gemara has machlekes Rabbi Shmuel. So one opinion was that you read two and a half psukim for the Kohen and two and a half psukim for the Levi. So you got two aliyahs out of five psukim. Then you have three psukim left. So that's going to be Shlishi. Shlishi is going to get the three psukim and the two psukim of the Yom HaShabbos. And we paskin called psukim de la paskin mosh, and non la paskin, you're not allowed to do that. So we paskin, you lay over a pasuk. Then it's machlek, which pasuk do you lay over? Okay. At the beginning of Levi, at the beginning of Shlishi, which pasuk do you read over? So the Magen Avraham asks, the Turiyevan on the Gemara and talks about it, the Gemara Megillah. How can the Gemara in Bracha say called Parsha Dalei Paskei Moshe? Here the din is only called Psuka Dalei Paskei Moshe and Nana Paskei. Isn't it a stira? So they give different answers. Rav Soloveitchik gave an answer like this. He thought the din basically is one and the same, that you have to learn Kriyas HaTorah Kichsovai. So Kichsovai means you have to pronounce the words properly. And if you're going to make one pasuk into two, that's Shaloi Kichsovai. Ohu Adinami. A lot of Balei Kriya, when they learn Kriyas HaTorah, they end the pasuk and they start the next pasuk, Benishima Achas. They don't pause in between one pasuk and the other. So Rav Soloveitchik said, that's also a violation of Kol Psukah de LePaskan Moshe. You have to learn Kichsovai. You have to end at the, you have to pause a little bit at the end of a pasuk. The Rishonim, you look in the end of the Gemara Menachos, one of the Achronim, their quotes from the Rishonim, that when the Baal Kori lanes, you have to pause in between one pasuk and the next. Then if there's a stuma, you have to pause a little more. Then if there's a psucha, you have to pause even more. You have to pause. So there's a din called they're both dinim are true, called Parsha Le Paskin, called Psukah Le Paskimash. By Kriyas HaTorah, the Takanas Chachamim was that every Aliyah has to have a minimum of three Psukim. And the whole Kriyas HaTorah, when you only have three Aliyahs, let's say in Sheni B'Chamishi, Shabbos afternoon to Mincha, so the whole Kriyas HaTorah has to have a minimum of 10 Psukim. So the Takanas Chachamim was B'Toras Psukim. So there the din of Shaloi Kichsovai will be applied. If you'll read Kol Psukah Dele Paskei Moshe, if you'll break up a pasuk in it, because the Kriyas HaTorah was instituted with Torah's Psukim, three Psukim, four Psukim, ten Psukim. Mashiach came Parsha Shema, you have to say Parsha Shema, Parsha Zvayam Shemaya, and then Yitzias Mitzrayim, you have to say a whole Parsha. So if you're going to say Kel Matziam and Mitzrayim, that'll take forever to say from a stuma to a stuma here. It's such a long nevuah. It'll take a long time. So here the din would be called Parsha Le Paskei Moshe, because the third parsha in Shema is recited as part of Shema. And Shema you have to fulfill B'Torah's Parshios, not B'Torah's Psukim. That's why you recite Shema in Vayoyim Shema B'Torah's Parsha, a whole paragraph. So Vayoyim is also a paragraph. So we say the whole Vayoyim because of the last pasuk. You don't just say the last pasuk. That'll be a violation. It's called Parsha Le Paskei Moshe. So that's why they didn't choose Kel Motziom and Mitzrayim Kisof Asreim Lo, because then they would have to say the whole parsha. Interesting. There's a Mishnah in Pirkei Avos where the Mishnah says, look at the difference between Talmid of Shel Bilam HaRosh and Talmid of Shel Avraham Avinu. And the Gemara quotes Psukim the way Avraham Avinu speaks and the way Bilam speaks. So the Mepharshim, one of the Psukim they quotes from today said that he says, "Imitunli balak malar basic kesef azov lucha lavaras pi Hashem." So apparently he was interested in getting a lot of money, as opposed to the Mishnah says that they invited the Balabatim in a certain village, invited one of the Tanoim that he should move into their village. He says, even if they're good me, Kesef Azov and all the money in the world, I won't live in your village. I only want to live in a village, but they're Talmid HaChachamim. So if they made such a negative comment, and Mishnah makes a negative comment about Bilam because he's only interested in money, because he says, so why don't they say the same comment about this Tana? So the Mepharshim explained, no. When the Balabas offered the position to that Tana, he said, if you move to our town, I'll give you a tremendous salary. So he said, I'm not interested in that. Even if you give me a tremendous salary, he's just commenting on what they offered him. But over here by Bilam, he didn't speak about how much money he's going to give him. So the fact that Bilam raised the issue, lit and lit balak mula basic kesef zov, shows that he was only interested in a lot of money. But the Mepharshim ask on the Mishnah, why does it say, look at the difference between Talmid of Shel Bilam Rosh and Talmid of Shel Avraham Avinu? Why don't you just say, look at the difference between Bilam HaRosh and Avraham Avinu? Are you quoting Psukim about them? Yeah, quoting Psukim from their Talmidim. So it's interesting that some of the Mepharshim say, sometimes you look at different rabbis from different schools, they both wear talis and tefillin, they both daven the same way, they both say a long shmoneh eser, they both wear a long jacket and a long beard, whatever. You look at the rabbis, you can't tell the difference. You look at their Talmidim, These Talmidim are Shkotzim, and the other Talmidim are Tzaddikim. So apparently, this Rebbe had a tremendous influence on the students. The other Rebbe had an awful influence on his students. Sometimes you can't tell by looking at the Rebbe. You have to look at the Talmidim in order to see what the difference between the Rabbeim is. That's why the Mishnah says, Ruman bein Talmidei Bilam Arosh and Talmidei Avraham Avinu. If you look at the Talmidim, this will indicate that there's a difference between the Rabbeim. Sometimes you look at the Rabbeim, you can't tell the difference. It could well be that the reason why the Gemara in the end of the first parak Baba Basra says, Moshe Kasav Sifra Parshas Bilam, it could be for a different reason, not the way they say B'Shem Rab Chaim, that when Bilam said it, either it already was Torah or didn't yet become Torah, whatever the pshat is. Could be that it's for a different reason. Rashi in the beginning of Chumash quotes the famous Medrash in the name of Rabbi Yitzchak. The Torah should really begin with HaChodesh HaSalachem, which is the first mitzvah that was given to Klal Yisrael as a nation. Why does it begin with Bereishis? So the Medrash says, Kach Ma'aseh Higelam Alos Islam Nachlus Goyim. So the Ramban comments on that Rashi. What do you mean? The Torah has to tell us all the Yikori HaMuna. There are important things here in Parshas Bereishis. It could be one of the Yikori HaMuna is that we believe in Bias HaMashiach. And the Rambam writes that whoever doesn't believe in Bias HaMashiach, not only is he contradicting, not only is he ignoring all the words of the Nevi'im, quite a few of the Nevi'im talk about the coming of Mashiach, he's in violation of what it says in Torah's Moshe, because it says in a Chumash, in Parshas Bilam, in Bilam's Nevuah. Dorach Koicha Miyakov, Kom Shevet Meisol, Mochatz Pasei Ma, V'karkar Kol B'nei Sheis. So our tradition has it that that pasuk and a few psukim are talking about the coming of Mashiach. That's why they called him Bar Kochva. His real name was Bar Kuziva, Shimon Bar Kuziva. And they called him Bar Kochva because Darach Kochva Miyaka. He used to be a professor in, what was his name? Professor Zeitlin. Shneer Zalman Zeitlin. I forgot his first name already. Solomon Zeitlin. In Dropsy College in Philadelphia. So he had a wild idea, had crazy ideas on everything. The big Amoritz. So he thought he knew how to learn. So he published a lot. The Jewish Quarterly Review is published by Dropsy College for many, many years. So he always would have essays on Talmudic topics. So his shita was that Bar Kuziva means that he was a shakran, kozov, a sheker. That his real name was not Bar Kuziva. When they realized that he was not the Melech HaMashiach, then they called him Bar Kuziva. But I think it has not been accepted. I think we assume that was his real name, Shimon Bar Kuziva. And Bar Kochva was the nickname because Rabbi Kiva thought he was going to be the Melech. He thought he may become the Melech HaMashiach. So the process. Maybe,
is that Pashup Shad of Derech Kotav Miyakov as a reference to Mashiach? Is that the Pashup Shad of Rabbi Moses?
Yeah, I think so. I think that is the Pashup Shad.
So is that the one and only reference to Mashiach in the entire Torah?
No, you have in Birchas Yaakov also, I think. It's in Birchas Yaakov also. But I think the Rambam quotes the Pasuk from Nevuas Bilam. Yeah. Rambam writes that Rabbi Akiva and all the Chachmei Hador thought that Shimon Bar Kochva is going to be the Melech HaMashiach. Yes, that doesn't seem so from the Gemara. From the Gemara would appear Rabbi Akiva alone thought he was going to be the Melech HaMashiach, and the other contemporaries thought that it's not so. That the other said they had a tradition that the world is going to last for 6,000 years. We're not sure exactly what's going to happen after the 6,000 years are up. The Ramchal has a whole essay about what it means, what's going to happen after the 6,000 years. He doesn't think the world's going to explode or going to disappear. He says something's going to change. And the 6,000 years is a breakdown, 2,000 years tohu. And then 2,000 years of Torah, and then 2,000 years of Moshe Mashiach. So Mashiach, according to the tradition, can't come. That's why there are six Alephs in the opening Pasuk in Bereshis, Baal Kim, Esa Shamayim, Esa Oretz. So the Rakeach, in his commentary on Chumash, writes, there are six Alephs in the opening Pasuk. The letter Aleph represents Aleph. So the world is going to last for 6,000 years. So the other Chachamim disagree with Rabbi Akiva. It wasn't yet, according to the way they counted, it wasn't yet 4,000 years after Brias HaOlam when Bar Kochva came along. So they said it can't be in Melech HaMashiach. That's why they said a Loshen, the Yerushalmi has the Loshen that they told Rabbi Akiva. Ya'alu asavim b'lecha yecha v'adayin ben David lo'ibor. You're going to be dead and buried. You're going to be pushing daisies. Grass is going to grow on top of your grave, Rabbi Akiva. And it's still not time for Mashiach to come. Mashiach is not going to come before the year 4000. Rabbi Gemara says there was a plan in heaven. They were considering, the Baruch Hashem was considering making Chizkiyo HaMelech, the Melech HaMashiach, but then because he didn't give Shira when they had the Hatzalah of Yerushalayim, he didn't say Shira, so that's why he lost the opportunity. That was way before the year 4000. So I think the Marsha says on that Gemara, the Baruch Hashem would have changed the plan. He would have made a Hayrasha to change the plan. It's not etched in stone. He can bring Mashiach before. So if he can bring Mashiach before, why were the Chachamim so convinced that Rabbi Akiva was wrong, that it's not yet the year 4000, just like there was a tradition that there was a Havamina to make Chizkiyahu HaMelech as a Hirasha to make him a Melech HaMashiach before the year 4000. So why can't it be Bar Kochva before the year 4000? I don't know. But that's what the Talmud Yerushalmi says, that the contemporaries Rabbi Akiva did not agree with him. They thought Bar Kochva doesn't stand the chance of being the Melech HaMashiach. The Rambam has in one of his letters, he comments on the religious persecution that the other nations of the world try to pressure the Jews to convert to other religions. So he writes, commenting on the Pasuk, Oy michi amisumo el. So he interprets it to mean, it's a reference to Christianity. Oy, woe unto the people who will live in the generation of Yoshke, when a human being will crack himself up to be God. Mi michi amisumo el. Woe unto those who live in that generation, that a person will claim that he is God. Yeah, because the Christians made holy wars. They were killing whoever didn't want to, when they were the Crusaders who wanted to go to Jerusalem and take over Yerushalayim. So as they were going, they were killing all the Jews on the way. He didn't agree to convert. One of the Rosh HaMemshalah in Eretz Yisrael, I forgot already who. I think it could have been that it was Ben Gurion. I remember one of them made a statement that now that we have our own Medina, everything is going to be like all the Yom Salem. So we'll no longer be Hainan Lavad Yushkan of Agoyim Lo Yishashim. No, we're going to have a country like all the countries. We're going to have Ganavim, we're going to have prostitutes, and we're going to have everything like everybody else. So the prostitutes and the Ganavim, they have. But that it should be, Israel should be respected like all the other nations are respected, that we still don't have. There's always going to be Hainan Levad Yishkan. That's always going to be like that. That's the definition of the Jewish people. The whole there, Maharal Prag points out, the Gemara says in Yevamos that Sarah, Rivka, and Rachel were Akoris. And the Gemara says Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov were Akorim. So B'derech HaTeva, there shouldn't be any Jewish people at all. They shouldn't be able to have any children at all. And nature, everything is interconnected, just like in halacha, everything is interconnected. So in nature also, everything is interconnected. And anything that's not a chelik of the nature, everything, nature rejects foreign matter. When they first started to make organ transplants years ago, 50 years ago, 60 years ago, when they started to make organ transplants, so they realized that there's an issue of rejection, that the body has a tendency to reject foreign matter. So they had to figure out how to solve that problem after making the organ transplant. That's what the Ravid writes in the Hagdamah to the Sefer on Taras HaMishpacha. What? Yeah, the Hagdamah to the Balei HaNefesh. The Ravid writes that why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu create Chava from Adam? Why didn't they create Adam and Chava separately? Because he wanted an institution of marriage that they should blend in together. And if Adam and Chava would be existing separately, so they wouldn't be able to blend in together because Chava would be a foreign matter. And the doctors say that it's miraculous. I remember years ago, a fertility doctor was telling us that there was a bar mitzvah of a boy that this fertility doctor, it was a Jewish doctor from Seattle, And he helped this couple become pregnant. So they had a baby. So he came from Seattle. He came to the bar mitzvah to celebrate on the East Coast, the child's bar mitzvah that he helped them have. So he was telling us on Shabbos that they don't understand why the female body doesn't reject the Zera HaBal. Once in a while, it does reject it. Once in a while, the wife is allergic to the husband's sperm, but usually not. So that's a question. It's a foreign matter. Why doesn't the body reject it? So that's what the Rabbi writes in Hagdamah to the Balei HaNefesh, that the Ribbono Shel Olam created Chava from Adam, that they should be able, a man and woman should be able to blend in together. Shouldn't be considered foreign matter. So the Jewish people are always foreign matter. The Jewish people, B'derech HaTeva, shouldn't exist at all. So that's why there's so much anti-Semitism, because nature always rejects things that are foreign. So the Jewish people don't blend in with the rest of the world. So it's always going to be like that. It's always going to be like that. The concluding pasuk in the Haftarah is from Micha. So Gemara in the end of Makkos has a famous comment next to the last daf, that Tariag Mitzvah is Tamil Al Moshe Misinai, and then over the years the Nevi'im gave Nevuas, you should concentrate. Not that they said you don't have to keep all the 613 mitzvahs, but they said you should concentrate on 13 highlights, and then once you concentrate on that, you'll be able to observe all the mitzvahs. So the earlier Nevi'im, I think Yeshaya, Yecheska, whatever, there were 13, then there were less. And Bo Micha Behamida Malsholosh. Micha said, how does the Nevuah end off? Ma'ashay Malkech Hashom Mimach. No, Higil Chodah Matoiv. Mashem Dorish Mim Chakim Asos Mishpor Avas Ches Vatzneh Lechasim Alokecha. The Gemara says, Bo Hoshea Behemida Malsholosh. These three are the main three meters. And from this, if you concentrate on the main three highlights, they'll be able, this will be able to lead you to observe all the mitzvah satur. The Gemara in Sukkah has an interesting comment on Oid Hatzneh Lechasim Alokecha. Leches has a connotation of like the Pasuk in Kohelet reads, Tovel Alechas El Beis Ovel, Lechas al Beis Hamishta. The word Lechas has the connotation of going to a funeral or going to a wedding. So when you go to a funeral and you deliver a hesped, you go to a wedding, so usually there's a lot of emotion involved and it's expressed in public. People deliver a hesped, people are crying in public. And at a wedding, everybody's kissing each other. There's a lot of emotion involved. And still, the Navi says, Hatznei Alechas, even with Beis Hamishta, even when you go to a wedding and even when you go to a funeral to deliver a hesped, you are going to be emotional. That's what it's all about. You should do it b'tzina. It shouldn't be so much b'farhesya. You should tone it down in public. The word tznias, people make a mistake. They think tznias only has to do with dressing, women dressing properly. Tznias means to lead a private life, not to do everything b'farhesya, to do things b'tzina. The word tznias means b'tzina, to do things b'tzina. We're usually more makbid by women than by men to do things b'tzina, because the Torah, the Sifrei has a drasha on the commenting on the pasuk in Chumash Dvarim, Sam Tosim Alecha Melech, Melech Velei Malka, that it's not proper to appoint a female to a position of leadership, a female Rosh HaMemshala, or a female president of the shul, or something like that, a female king. You should have a queen, that she should run the country. That's not right. If you have no choice, you have no choice. If there's only one candidate, the only good candidate is a woman, you got no choice. But whenever you can, one should avoid it because of Inyanei Tznias. Inyanei Tznias are based on the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a kel mistater. That's how the Navi Yishai describes HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He hides. He does such a good job at hiding. There are even people who don't even believe that he exists. Sometimes people hide so well, others don't even know that they're there. He can't even find them. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a kel mistater, and he created us all b'tzelem elokim, and he instructed us, we should preserve the tzelem elokim by going in the ways of Hashem. So just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a kel mistater, we should also be. We can't be invisible. We have a body. So we can't do like HaKadosh Baruch Hu, be invisible. We should try to lead our lives in such a fashion as invisible as possible, to blend in with everybody else, not to stand out. Once in a long while, HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes a gilui shechina. So once in a long while, people have to do things b'farhesya. I have no choice. I'm a Rebbe, so I'm always speaking in public. So I'm always Bifrahesya. So a rabbi or the Rosh HaMemshala or the president of the shul, these are people who are appointed to positions of leadership. So they always do things Bifrahesya. That's what the Chazal made a comment that if it's possible, you should always avoid having a woman appointed to these positions. One of the mismochim at the yeshiva once asked Rabbi Soloveitchik that while the batim in the shul were considering appointing a woman as the president of the shul, Rabbi Soloveitchik said it's against the halacha. You're not allowed to. You should tell them that you're not allowed to. Then he told the rabbi, if they do appoint a woman, you'll have to resign. It's keneged adin, you have to resign. So the rabbi told the balabatim. So they said, okay. They liked the rabbi. They didn't want him to resign. So they said, okay. Then he gave up the rabbanus for other reasons. He went into business and he's very successful. But that was Rabbi Soloveitchik told. If they'll appoint a woman rabbi, he'll have to resign from the shul. At the end of the Chumash, you have the story about Pinchas. There is a Mishnah in Sanhedrin, the whole list of people, Kanoim Pogimbob. The Mishnah has Elahin Haniskolim, Elahin Hanisrofim, Elahin Hanerogim, Elahin Hanechnokim, Darba, Mrs. Bezen. Then you have Elahin Haloikin, the third parak in Makkah is Elahin Haloikin. So you have a whole list in the Mishnah of people who get a punishment of Kanoim Pogimbo. So one of them is Aboel Aramis Bifrahesya, Kanoim Pogimbo. Aboel Aramis Bitsina, there's no din of Kanoim Pogimbo, only Bifrahesya. That's a big Machloikis and Rishayim, the Chidusha Haran on Sanhedrin quotes the Machloikis and Rishayim. Doesn't mean that Boel Aramis Betzina is only Anisa de Rabbanon, Bezdina Shalshem goes Rolo. It's only Anisa de Rabbanon, it's not Anisa de Raisa, or means on. There is Anisa de Raisa, but you don't have the punishment of Kanoim Pogimbo. That's a Machloikis. And the Maram Shik has it true about that. He assumes that it's Anisa de Raisa. It's an Issa deraisa, but just you don't have the punishment of Kanaim Pogimo. He has a difficult tshuva. He has a discussion. A man is living with a Nochris, and they're considering converting the Nochris, but we know the Nochris is not going to observe Taras HaMishpacha. No chance. Not going to observe Taras HaMishpacha, so there'll be an Issa Kores. So Kolzman, he's a Nochris. Kolzman, she's a Nochris. There's no Issa Kores Abu Al Anido. But the Nisa Boil Nachris, Boil Aramis, he's Boil Nachris. So which is worse? Should you convert her and have the, should we convert her and have the husband violate the din of Boil Anida, or should we not convert her and let him continue to violate the Isra of living with the Nachris?
But isn't conversion not halach? She doesn't keep the mitzvahs?
Yeah, that's the Pella. He doesn't bring up that issue. How can you have a Geras? A Geras has to be Mekabel on mitzvahs. And if we know that the Geras is not going to observe, if he tells us in advance, not going to observe one of the mitzvahs. So you see that there's no Kabbalah on mitzvahs. So he can't be Megayer him. That's the Pella with that Shuvas Maram Shik. He's not worried about that. So he thinks that it's better you should convert him. Because he's machriya, he says, we really assume that Boel Aramis, even if it's not Bifrahes, even if it's not Derechasnus, they're just living together. They're not married officially. The pasuk says Los Hischatan Pom. So some say that the only time there's an Issa Derais is Derechasnus. It's not Derechasnus, not to hear. They're not officially married. So he thinks that depends on this machlekes Rishonim. And he thinks that we paskin that there is an Issa deraisa. There is an Issa deraisa, even though it's not derechasnus. And that Issa has koris medirei kabbalah. The pasuk says the boel aramis yachres Hashem leishahu er v'yoina. So the Gemara Sanhedrin, when they have the whole sugya boel aramis, so the Gemara quotes that it's koris medirei kabbalah. That's a question. What do you mean koris medirei kabbalah? It's the same as all the other chavi krisis, except that all the others say in chumash. The whole list of the Lamed Vav Krisis on verse, but the opening Mishnah in Maseches Krisis. And this one doesn't say Chumash, but it says it in the Navi, Echad Seshan Leisha, Hu Er V'Yoinam. Or do you say, no, it's a different kind of Koris. That's a Shaila. Rabbi David Soloveitchik in the Sefer HaChumash that one of the Tamilim put out, so they quote Rabbi David Soloveitchik said, B'Shem Rab Chaim, that you look in the Rambam writes that one is Boel Aramis, is chayv kares unless they gave him malchus, because kol chavi krisu shaloka niftur midei krisusam. So Rav Chaim pointed out, how did the Rambam know that? That's a Gemara, Mishnah, and Makkos, Gemara, the last parak and Makkos, with respect to the krisus and the chumash. So he raised the question whether this chorus by Baal Aram is a chorus like the rest of all the other krisus, like Baal Achosa, Baal Lima, Baal Bito, or is it a different kind of chorus? So he said it's a different kind of chorus. How did the Rambam know to apply that klal? Kol chagrik is shaloku. So he thought from the fact that the Rambam applies it, it would appear that it's a regular chorus, like regular krisus. Anyway, that's what the Amar Mshik has at Shuvah. He thinks that even if it's not Derech Hasid, even if it would be Bitzina, the Issa Boel Aramis would be an Issa Derech, just Kanoim Pogamo wouldn't apply, but it would be an Issa Derech, and that Issa Derech is more common than the Issa of Nida. So therefore, we're doing them a favor by being the guy or the woman. What kind of a geirus is it? We know she's not going to observe taras on mishpacha. Apparently, he thinks that it's only chutz midover echa, means if the geir says explicitly, I don't plan to observe this din. But if he doesn't say explicitly, even though we know on our own that the geir is not a chance in the world, they're not going to observe taras on mishpacha. He thinks that that's not a problem. Well, there's such a questionable tshuva from the Malamed Lohoyel. He says, what if you'll convert the ger? We know in advance, not going to keep Shabbos, not going to keep Kashan, not going to keep Taras HaMishpach, not going to keep anything. So the Malamed Lohal says, ask him, and you want to convert him. So ask him the questions that you know he's going to give the right answer. Ask him, are you going to march in the Israeli parade? Yes. Are you going to buy bonds, Israeli bonds? Yes. Are you going to fulfill, you're going to be kind to your neighbor? Are you going to give charity? Yes. Ask him the question that you know that he's going to give the right answer. Don't ask him any questions when he's going to give the wrong answer. So is that valid? That's questionable. The whole Sefer Malamed Lohoyel is questionable, because when you read the introduction to the Sefer, the son writes, my father passed away, Rav David Zvi Hoffman, and I don't know how to learn. So I took all the ksavim that I found in the house and I gave it to a Talmid Chacham, and he put it in order, and we're publishing the Truvas. So if you look at my desk, you'll find a lot of things that I started writing and I decided that it's incorrect. So I never published it. I never printed it. I should have put it in the Shemus. I should have thrown it out in the garbage and put it in the Shemus, and I didn't. So when a person dies and he prints something posthumously, you can never tell for sure whether he really still held that opinion. Maybe what he wrote was only a half a minute at one time in his life, and maybe Lemaskana, he backed out from it. That's questionable. The Rambam writes on this din, Abuel Aramis Kanoim Pogimbo, that it's only if the girl comes from a family of Avdi Avodah Zarah. What if she's from a family of Ger Toshav, that they're Mekabel Hashem and Mitzvahs Ben Enoch? So that's not called Abuel Aramis. She's an Ochris. You're not allowed to live with her. There's no Tvisis Kedushin. They're not Jewish. A Ger Toshav is not Jewish. But that's not called Abuel Aramis. The pasuk says, "Kibor basel nechar." It's considered as if you marry the daughter of the Avodah Zarah. That's only if the family worships Avodah Zarah. But if they're Gertosha family, even though she's not Jewish, that wouldn't be included in the din of Boel Aramis.
But that should be true for any Stam Goya who these days would say it's only Minig Abaseim.
I don't know. Meaning, I was saying myself, because they do worship Avodah Zarah. I don't know. Yeah, the Ramban in the Melchamas on Sanhedrin has the following distinction. The Ramban quotes it Aloch Lamaise in the Siman of Yehoreg Val Yavar and Siman Kuf Nun Zayin, I think, in Yeridea, that Esther, the Gemara asks Esther for Hesi Havoy. Esther was Shari Surma for Hesi. Why does the Gemara say Esther was Gili Arayas? She was living with a Goy. So the Ramban says, in one direction it's Gilai Arayis, in the other direction not. He says, if a Jewish man lives with a Nochris, that's Koris Medibri Kabbalah. That's Gilai Arayis Medibri Kabbalah. So that'll be Yohorag Val Yava. But the reverse direction, a Jewish girl living with a Nochri, that's a Shari Surim. That's not called Gilai Arayis. So the Ramban quotes that Aloch HaLamaisa. The minig was for many years that when a Jewish person would intermarry a Nochris, the family would sit Shiva. because we consider it like Baal Basan Nechar, Nasa Merlid Bain Labai Dezara. The Rambam uses a lot Kila Merlid Bain Labai Dezara. So the minig used to be that the family would sit shiva. But the other way, I don't think there was a minig. Maybe it just never came up that a Jewish girl should marry a non-Jewish man. That there never was a minig. Years ago in America, unfortunately, there was a prominent Orthodox rabbi whose daughter intermarried. A daughter was married to a Jewish person, and she had an affair with a Nochri, and she married the Nochri. She got divorced from her husband. She married the Nochri. So the rabbi sat shiva. Rabbi said shiva to demonstrate to the Balabatim that he disapproves of her marriage to the Nochri. But I don't think that was really the minig. I think the minig only was in the one direction. If a Jewish man marries a Nochris, that's Nasa Mechutin Labodizar. That's Baal Basal Necha, Yachas Hashanisha, Hu Erviyana. But not if a Jewish girl, marries a Nochri, not the same.
I mean, what's the core for sitting shiva in this situation? It was a minhag that developed.
Yeah, they say we discussed it a couple of weeks ago. I think that Rabbeinu Gershom had a son who converted to Christianity, so he sat shiva 14 days. He sat shiva 14 days. So the Chof Mesodem quotes has a long comment in parentheses where he quotes a few different versions of what happened. So one version was that he sat shiva when the son converted 7 days. Then when the son died, he sat shiva 7 days. The other version, no, he sat 14 days when the son converted. So different versions exactly what happened. So that was an old minhag. When a Jewish person converts, he sat shiva. When a Jewish man marries a non-Jewish girl, we consider that like shmat. We consider that like intermarriage. Yeah. The Gemara Sanhedrin has a comment that when Pinchas was coming to kill Zimri, Ila Nepach Zimri Baharoga La Pinchas Lo Hayanera Golov, that Pinchas was a Raidef when he was trying to kill, when he was about to kill Zimri. So if Zimri would turn around and shoot Pinchas, he would be justified. So the Mishnah Melech raises the question, and what about, let's say, when a person is chai real Mrs. Bezdin, not kanoim bogimbo, person is getting Mrs. Bezdin, and the din is yad ha'edim tibar berishayna, and the edim are about to administer the Mrs. Bezdin, also the same din, that the nidon, the one is chai misa, if he turns around and he kills them, he's not chai misa, or maybe the Mishnah Melech has been slipping, maybe that's only over here by Zimri. That's only a din of Kanoim Pogamo. It's not a real Mises Bezin. That's the question. Kanoim Pogamo, is that a chiyuv or is that just a reshus? So the Gemara says if Kanoi comes and he has the shayla, we don't paskin to him that he's mukhiv to go kill. So Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva. I think it's in the first Igros Moshe and Ebenezer, Chelik Ebenezer. He thinks that it is a chiyuv. Kanoim Pogamo is a chiyuv. He says that if the fella does know on his own, then he's not called a kanoi. But if he knows the din on his own, then he's called a kanoi. Then he says, you're mechuyev to kill him. So then it's the same as Mrs. Bezdin. Just like that Bezdin is mechuyev to give Mrs. Bezdin. So the same over here. The kanoi is mechuyev. And nonetheless, ila nepach zimei baharoga lepinchas lo haya nerag olam. So the same din will carry over to the harugi Bezdin also. That's the Mishal Melech is Mesupet. Maybe it's not exactly the same. Okay, today will be the last shiur that I'll give for this year, for this season. I plan so far to go to Eretz Yisrael. I'm not sure exactly when I'm coming back. We may have a family simcha there in August. We may or may not have a wedding in August. So I don't know when we'll resume. So everyone should have a healthy and pleasant summer. Everyone should rest up. A good Shabbos to everybody and a pleasant summer.
Thank you. Yeah. Good Shabbos.
Good Shabbos, everybody. Good Shabbos. Thank you.
Good Shabbos. Good Shabbos.
Thank you.
Yes, and the Mr. Melech, I think when I saw he had a shiloh, if someone is a roidif and the other person is trying to kill the roidif, if the roidif would turn back and kill the one who's trying to kill him, we had a suffix.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because the other person is mechuyev to kill the roidif. Maybe the kanoim pogimbo, maybe it's not a chiyuv. That's the shot. Maybe that maybe it only applies by Kana and Pogamo because it's not a chiyuv. But I think Rav Moshe assumes that it is a chiyuv. Just that if he does know the din, he has to ask. Because he's not called the Kanoi. He doesn't have the status of the Kanoi. But one who knows on his own, he is the Kanoi. He said, that's a chiyuv.
But I'm saying for the case of Roida, for Chorus Mashma, that at least it blabed the suffix by the Mishul Melech. That even though it's a chiyuv to kill the Roida, but if the Roida turns back and kills the one who's trying to kill him,
he'll be a suffix. Yeah. Chiddush.
Yeah. Advise of the suffix.
Yeah. Okay. Very good.
Okay, thank you. That's another thing I forgot for the rest. Thank you very much. Good job. See you, Tova.
Very good.
Your rabbi. Thank you.
Be well. Thank you, Rabbi.